from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Us now in the studio, our reporter on the street, the man on the come up here at WEEI, the 20-year come up. It is Jackson. Jackson, hello.
Hi, I'm doing a long play, you know.
Long play. I understand you've gone from interning for me a couple decades ago to now head call screener.
Step above intern.
Yes. You are moving rapidly. Absolutely. You know what? Sometimes people, they move too quickly and it doesn't work. I think you're taking your time. And
we call that peaking too soon.
That's correct. Yes. You are filing a report from Saturday at the topless protest that occurred.
Yes.
That was on the Common?
Yes.
What time was
it? It was at, they started gathering around noon and then the parade started up to the State House.
Okay. How many people would you say were there?
There was a good amount of people there, but there was very few leaders, if you will.
What do you mean?
Like, there was like six of the ladies who are at most of these types of protests, and then a couple of guys with no shirts, but nobody in the audience decided to get topless.
Oh, no. Okay. You were expecting, you wanted to see more boobs.
Well, I mean, I assumed I was going to see more.
So there wasn't
if you're
going
to protest, you might as well come prepared.
Yeah. Right. You wanted people to join to be so overwhelmed by the mission, which is topless equality.
Yeah, just ripping the shirt off.
You wanted to see people who are there just randomly ripping their blouses off.
Like, that is what the website makes it look like.
Right. You're saying false advertising?
Yes. Like Courtney says, free the tatas. I thought it was going to be like the whole Common. Everybody's going to be just, you know, bearing it all.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So would you say were there the over and under of boobs? 15
female boobs or all?
No, female. No kids.
Think you could have an odd number of boobs.
Okay, 16. You never know, Curtis.
It was under was 6. It was under 16.
Yeah, I probably saw like 12 individual boobies.
Okay, 12 individual boobies.
Yeah. All different shapes and sizes.
Oh yeah, all different ages.
Any of them stick in your mind?
And I do have video accompaniment.
Oh, you do?
Which I was very nervous about because Twitch is very scary with that kind of stuff. So I did a lot of blurring.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and rule, while your report is being filed, as we say in the biz, you will be ruling with some video for those who are watching the show on Twitch. Okay.
And I do have a question because I am a very serious journalist. So I was wondering whether or not I should put music under it. And I figured the song, you know, I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt was maybe perfect for it, but it's a little bit unprofessional, so I'm going to leave it up to you guys.
Great question.
My boss, Ken Laird, would say that's too on point.
Okay. So that would be a question. Do you want music under the report as it's filed? Or, I mean, generally, you listen to the news stations. They don't often have music under the report.
They do a pre-recorded type thing, like when they throw it to something. They usually have a little
Jackson's
bit.
Mic just broke.
Oh.
It sounds really
Oh, yeah.
Really
what happened
bad.
With your mic?
Just maybe grab the other one.
Try it again.
It sounds like the condenser.
Condenser,
I mean, the guy's
right?
in How's here for the guy's in here for 10 minutes and he broke his microphones.
The condenser.
All right.
That's an issue when it comes to the come up.
Yeah.
Okay. 20 years down.
All right. So, are we going with music or not with music?
I think we add a little music for some pizzazz, but I don't want it to take away from Jackson's reporting.
It does not take away. I don't think.
Okay. It doesn't take away from it.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, Dateline, as they say in the news biz, Dateline Boston Common, Saturday, a protest for topless equality. Men, of course, it's unfair. Men have been allowed to, at the beach or when working or on a hot day, they've been allowed to take their shirts off in public for generations.
No one cares.
Only until the 30s. I mean, since the 30s. I learned that.
What?
It was illegal for men to be shirtless in public before, like, the 1930s.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why they used to get dressed up to go to the beach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't.
Good job, Jackson.
Wow.
I didn't realize
That's
that.
That's a great report.
You learned
right
that
there.
At the event.
I learned that at the event.
Right. Okay. So, Dateline Boston Common on Saturday, our man on the come up, our guy, our reporter on the street, Jackson, with this live report.
Jackson reporting for WEEI. I have reached the topless protest. Again, something that I can get behind. I'm down for that. It was a long walk across the common, and I got hit in the head with a pigeon. But I'm here.
So, remind them that this January, right here in the State House, there will be a bill, and it will decriminalize the female human breast. Thank you. Less than 10 women came to be in the front to stand up for equal rights because women are so repressed. So repressed. This is the 21st century.
So what do you think of this here free topless movement?
You know, it's like, it's weird, you know, like, I don't really know why anyone really care. I feel like that it should be legal, but at the same time, like, they're like, nobody's actually showing it. Never mind. Don't.
All right. Thank you for your time.
I think it's just kind of silly, honestly. You know, I mean, I'm all for women's rights and having women to go about doing whatever they want to do. But it is kind of silly. I mean, I don't think women are still going to walk around without their shirts on, even if it is legal. It's just empowering women to know that they can if they want to. New York, it's legal to walk around New York, but you don't see women walking around New York naked all the time. It's just good to know that if it was legal and you wanted to do that, you can. But I don't think it's going to out people walking around naked.
But the Yankees still suck, right?
Yankees still suck. Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Oh, Red Sox.
Thanks, man. And so what is your name?
Castillo Perrier.
And what's your message that you want to get across to the city of Boston and the New England area who listen to sports radio?
Topless equal rights. If men can be topless in public, women should have the same constitutional rights to be topless in public.
So if you have to cover, we have to cover. I agree. Yes. Now, do you go to work topless, or do you just go topless for these type of events?
I would love to be gardening in my garden topless. I would love to be on the beach topless.
Yep.
And right now I live in the South Shore, but I can't.
Yep. Otherwise, okay, I got you. Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. So coming back from the topless rally, I'm grateful that I was not the creepiest looking guy here. I think the people in the State House get the message because they did this right in front of the Golden Dome up there. All in all, good day in the common here. Let's go Red Sox.
Wow.
You know what?
Good job.
I think that was better than the last one.
That was good.
Really good. Elevating.
Progress.
I said he's elevating.
The interview questions were excellent.
The blur job was really well done, too.
Yeah. You happy with that?
Yeah.
Now, that woman, she wants to be able to garden topless.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah. Can't she garden topless?
She should be able to.
I mean, it's her own property.
Yes.
I mean, where
not, not if it's against the law.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
That's why she's doing this, because she wants to be able to go to the beach or gardening and take her top off and be like, hey, why, if a guy can do it, why can't I do it without somebody having to come up to me and say, hey, put your shirt back on.
To be honest, I really actually do think they got their point across, because there's like six or seven ladies standing there in the front topless. And people were walking by like it was nothing. They did not get arrested either, and I heard them bragging about that.
Oh, really? They did not get arrested? Yeah. No arrests were
The only bad thing was that there was nobody in the statehouse, because it's August.
Yes, this is true, yeah.
Did you have a hard time keeping your eyes up while you were doing these interviews?
No, it wasn't that hard.
Okay.
Not the word.
There was one lady that had a great line on stage, though. She was a trans lady. And she says, for all the creepy guys coming here to take pictures, you're going to be doing it to a dude later, just so you know.
All right.
That, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, no,
that,
I,
was, do you think it was the lack of advertising or publicity that maybe more women didn't show up and free their boobs?
No, I think that just, I think most women are probably a little bit uncomfortable going topless in the common.
I would also say the blur job that we did was like BYU-esque. We had both the blurry screen and then the black line.
I had to double down on the protection here. I didn't want to get the show in trouble on time.
They came in kind of late.
What happened? What?
When you were watching, it was like a very light.
What? You could actually see boobs?
It was a very light blur, then it went a little darker, and then he just went like,
well, because I used like four different blur layers.
It was very blurry.
It was like a stained glass window.
Then you blurred out a woman in the back.
Oh, yeah, she was completely
very blurry. That's, you know, so.
She was hanging out all over the place.
So, hey, listen, I thought.
Well, I mean, the good news is that the gardening lady ensured that you weren't the biggest boobs there.
No.
Or the biggest boob there. Yes. Whatever it was.
And what about the pigeon? Did you talk to the pigeon that nailed you in the head?
Somebody must have had some seeds or something, because all of a sudden I'm walking and like 500 pigeons start flying right to the eastern side of the thing.
Somebody was throwing bread.
Probably had some food left in your beard.
Maybe. I got hit in the right side of the head with a wing.
That's some bisque.
The guy you talked
to. Probably had some free Time Out Tuesday food left in your beard from last week.
The guy you talked to had a naked woman on his shirt.
Did he?
Yeah.
So, Jackson, with this show, I mean, like, with this story, I thought it was a really good job. Where can we go to see the unedited version? There's a lot of people.
He's selling that.
Yeah. Meet me in the parking lot behind the show. I mean, behind after the show.
Yeah, because that's what, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be like, all right, it was very blurry to watch it. But so,
do you think if it were legal, would a lot of women go topless?
I think so.
Like, I know you do.
I think the beach, people would go topless, to the common.
But you've been to Nantucket where it's legal. You don't go topless.
No, I don't. But, like, St. Bart's, like, we went to a topless beach.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. So you would do it if
I would like to do it for the tan, like, tan lines alone. Right. You guys are so lucky.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think a lot of people would do it if it was legal. Just if they're in the commons, you know, they just want to lay out. And they, like you said, with the tan lines, they don't want to look like they're multiple colors.
Mm, yeah.
And that's why I think they would definitely do it.
Oh, man. I haven't laughed like that in a very long time.
Well, great job, I think.
Good job, Jackson.
Yeah, another great man on the street report from you.
Somebody must have had seeds. That's probably what happened.
Was the fiance okay with you going?
She was. Well, she actually wanted to come, but I didn't want her to take her shirt off. And she's like, I'm only going if I can take my shirt off.
This is new development here.
We got a controller. We got an absolute controller on
You were there
hands.
Supporting the cause, when it was your woman, you said no?
I was there covering the cause.
That's the difference.
She had something to do, actually, but she asked. She was fine.
What did she have to do? Changes. Your laundry? What did you have her doing your laundry?
See?
She was fine with me going alone. Simply because she knows and I know that hers are better than all of them.
Okay. Wow.
Now we're just digging ourselves
good
out.
Good job.
Yep.
So your fiance wanted to go.
Yeah, but show off her boobs.
Yeah, she was like no. in and out. Like, yeah.
He was like, nah, you ain't showing them things off.
Pretty much. But she was like,
I'm in control here.
It was very controlling.
She was saying wasn't sure if she'd be able to do it or not. Like, if you would, you know, feel embarrassed.
If they're worth the look, let them free. I mean, would you
like your wife doing it?
But, yes, if I'm driving around in a Ferrari, I'm not going to keep it.
You would not allow Mrs. Wiggy.
What?
You would not allow Mrs. Wiggins to go topless
yes,
at
he
an
would.
Event. No,
yeah.
he would not. No.
What would Sato do?
What?
Sato would let me.
Yeah, of course I would.
Sato says my body, my choice.
And I say,
listen. I agree with that, I guess, yeah.
My wife's got she's got a banging body. Why not show it off?
Preach.
That's what guys like to do.
Yeah.
Hey, whose Ferrari is that parked outside? That's mine.
I know.
You know? Whose boobs are that? And the ladies. Me right there.
It's just 1 minute she's showing them off, the next minute she's for them screets.
Yeah, well, you know. Like Future said, man, hey, if you could take her, you can have her.
I think that's what she says about you.
She does.
Yeah.
Jackson, great report.
That was really good.
Great job.
Edward R. Jackson.
That was really
great job.
Good.
Yes. There he is.
Thank you, guys.
The man on the come up. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.